we'll go ahead and continue with Oregon coach Mark Helfrich.
And from
Michigan State this weekend, and we'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And your first question comes from the line of John Zulanka, Sports Out West.
Hi, Coach. Just one two-part question. First of all, what's your assessment of Vernon Adams' performance over the weekend? And also the challenge of facing Michigan State on the road against a motivated team that wants to at least not focus on the last second half debacle last year?
Well, I'll answer going in reverse. Yeah, Michigan State's outstanding. I mean, our games were a little similar, and both teams were ahead 27-7. And then, you know, neither team played ideal from there on out, which is, I guess, our standard and Michigan State's standard and expectation. But, they'll be motivated by who they are, not necessarily who they're playing. It's their home opener, awesome college atmosphere. And, that's a huge challenge. And then the first part on Vernon, he played well. He especially operating in a high anxiety type of situation, not his first game here in the stadium against his former team was a little odd with a lot of new skill guys around him. Our center was a new starter. So overall pretty well, and there are a bunch of things that he can clean up.
Your next question comes from the line of Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Mark, I want you to go back to when you were deciding about how you were going to handle offensive play calls at Oregon. What went into your decision to get Scott to do that, and how much did you agonize about whether you wanted to?
On the play calling part of it, how we do it, it has to be one person totally devoted to it during the actual play, during just actually with the pace of play and how we do things, set things up, but then also how we game plan things, everybody's involved. You know, Steve Greatwood has a part of it, Gary Campbell, Matt Lubick, our entire offensive staff does a great job of working together and supporting Frosty, and he's really smart and can handle it, and he does a great job. I think I agonized more over missing just the day-to-day interaction with a position group, and that's probably the thing I agonized about more than the play calling.
Is there any withdrawal for it? I mean, you mentioned, I mean, when you're the head coach, you get all the delightful media stuff, booster stuff, marketing stuff, and you miss out on that boring X's and O's stuff. I mean, have you had any regrets?
Well, we still do that. I'm involved in all the time, other than the position meetings, and so I get my fix that way. But if you cannot pass up the chance to talk to Ted Miller, I mean, you just can't do that. So anytime that's available, you jump.
Thanks a lot, Mark. Appreciate it.
Yep.
And your next question comes from the line of Brian Fisher, Bleacher Report.
Hey, Mark, obviously the first game situation you've been around with Vernon. Has there been anything on the mental side, like reading defense or something like that, that has maybe surprised you in the month or so you've been together?
He's taken really well to the offense, and I think the biggest thing for a new player at any position, and particularly quarterback, is knowing when you're right and something doesn't work, and knowing when you're wrong and something does work. And, you know, so I mean, like if you make the wrong read and it's a touchdown, that was still the wrong read and we should have done something differently, you know, or vice versa. And he's had a really good feel for that and immediately wants to fix things that weren't perfect. And so he's been a great worker. You know, when he showed up, he went to work. And guys really admired that about him.
And what was your assessment of Tyler Johnstone coming back, and how comforting is it to have a veteran like that on the road? He's a pretty good line.
Big, yeah, big. He's Tyler's the vocal leader of that group, and was to a certain degree before, and I think he played well. He didn't play up to his standard necessarily, but I think that's just experience. You know, getting back out there and just feeling his way through it, making sure everything's working okay, and he'll do nothing but get better.
Thanks.
And your next question comes from the line of Kirk Craigthorpe, Salt Lake Tribune.
Mark, I don't know if fun is the right word, but what do you like about this series with Michigan State?
Well, yeah, fun is somewhere in there because it's a huge challenge. You just have, I mean, unending respect for Coach D'Antonio and who he is and what he does and how they play. By the same token, they're really, really good, and it's a huge, you know, it's just a huge challenge. It'll be a great atmosphere. Like I said, their home opener and you know, the revenge side that everybody's been talking about. I know that their fans will be up for it. The game day atmosphere is always great, and so that you know, does nothing but bring out the competitor and everybody.
Thank you.
Yep.
Your next question comes from the line of Chantel Jennings, ESPN.com.
Mark, Vernon yesterday
yep.
said he played maybe a little bit conservative. Did you see that out there on Saturday?
Yeah, that's one word for it, maybe. I think he tried to place a few balls instead of just throwing in rhythm and playing naturally, and I think that's a product of just processing things. He was processing things well in terms of where he should have been and all that kind of stuff, and then just trying to aim the ball to an open guy or aim the ball to a certain extent, but he did, you know, he did a lot of good things.
Was that game specific, or had he been doing that in practice as well?
Could you say that again? I'm sorry.
Was that game specific as far as him, like, maybe trying to aim a little bit too much, or was that just have you seen it in practice as well?
Yeah, I mean, that can happen when a guy – we had a couple situations where guys were wide open, you know, and that can happen where – that happens in practice all the time, too. You try to – the guy's just so clean that you just try to – you know, I was talking about that. I always try to hand it to him rather than just throw it to him and staying in rhythm and trusting that timing and, just, you know, and there's a natural tendency to take a little bit off that ball for every quarterback.
All right, thanks.
Sure.
And your next question comes from the line of Kevin Gimble, ESPN.
Coach, on a personal and a professional basis, how good was it to see Braylon Addison back out there catching touchdowns?
Well, it was a great time out there. Yeah, I mean, for him personally and, you know, for our team, along with Tyler, you know, they were talking about Tyler earlier. Anytime guys have a catastrophic or, you know, long-term kind of injury, getting them back out there and having that work pay off is huge.
Did you feel like he was back to 2013 form?
No, not by any stretch, which is good, you know, for in a lot of ways of getting out there, kind of just, again, feeling your feet underneath you, making cuts, getting hit, and just feeling that everything's going to work out and be okay and build, you know, build from there.
Great. Thank you.
Sure.
All right, that'll do it for today, Mark. Appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Dave. Bye-bye.
Okay, see ya. Bye.